Hi, hello there.
You are tuning into Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chuk and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chuk of Pearling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
We're chasing after you.
don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Yes, beloved, that's what we're here to do, to go before the King. This is your optimistic pastor, Pastor Kim, Overcoming Ministries International Church, with the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. And no, I'm not here alone. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold of me. And my audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin. How are you this day, Brother Randall?
I am doing well. After our unexpected freeze, at least unexpected for me, I knew we were going to have weather, but I didn't know it would result in so much snow and ice. Woo!
I tell you what, we're here in the Northeast, and we're in the throes of the beginnings of spring. But somebody forgot to tell Mother Nature.
Snow happens.
Yeah. We had a little ice storm yesterday. It was knocking people's power out, and the streets were treacherous. I'm sure I didn't try to get on them. Car still covered in snow, walkway and all that good stuff. But I'm waiting on Mother Nature to send the sun to melt that stuff away. I'm not going to mess with it today. Hey, beloved. We hope that you and your family are doing well out there, wherever you may be. We pray the blessing of the Lord be upon you, and that no matter what you're going through or where you're going to, there's the bright side there for you. Yes, beloved. Our opening song today was Take Me to the King, a classic by Miss Tamela Mann. And we've got a lineup, 7 songs, back-to-back music. For the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got coming up Waymaker by Sinash, Never Lost the Battle, Miss C.C. Winans, Say Yes, Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, Press On, Mandisa, Breakthrough featuring Hope Durst, No Dry Season featuring Victoria Orenzo, and One Name by Miss Naomi Rain. After that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Hope you can stay. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and the message. Hallelujah. Here we go. Let the music play.
I worship you. Hey, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de devotion, de amazeke ane.
You're listening to WTXC 90.7 FM, Ekpa Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. We have the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have a message from the Word of God. So you don't go nowhere. Stay right here. Blessed. We've got more music for you right now. No dry season in one name. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for Palm Sunday.
The multiplier's effect is a work in me. There's no dry season. The multiplier's effect is a work in me. There's no dry season. Cause I am the head and not the tail. I am fruitful and I multiply. Every day I walk in this reality. And I live a life of victory. The multiplier's
effect is a work in me.
No dry season.
There's no
more weeping.
There's no dry season.
No more sadness.
The multiplier's effect.
I believe your
word. He's a work in me.
I believe your word.
There's no dry season.
There's no dry season.
There's no dry season.
The path of the right shines brighter from glory to glory like a shining light. Cause I am the righteousness of God. And every day I leave this reality. Because
supply.
It's my natural supply.
I have no reason to weep.
Yeah.
There's no dry season.
Oh, oh, oh.
There's no more weeping.
Oh, oh, oh.
'Cause I know that you've got me. You've got me. Oh, yeah.
Beloved, there is one name given unto us above every name, That is at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Did you know that there are, well, it depends on who's asking or who's answering, there are maybe 400 or so prophecies regarding the Messiah or the times of the Messiah, and about 456 according to Alfred Edersheim, 300 of which were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Amen. Some people say that there were fewer prophecies about the Messiah, and some say there were substantially fewer, but all agree that Jesus fulfilled, hallelujah, those prophecies. So we who have already accepted him and believe in him, you know, we're good. But for those who may have questions, certainly encourage you to read the Bible, to get into a good Bible study, and find out more about the man, Jesus, the Messiah. Yes, beloved, this is Palm Sunday, and it is in the Christian calendar, the beginning of Holy Week. And today I just wanted to talk for a few minutes about those last days of Jesus' earthly ministry. I don't remember the movie. I don't remember the title or the plot or the characters or the actors. I only remember one line from the movie. I don't remember the scene or the context that the line appeared in, but the line was, "I only used to think of Jesus as a man in a diaper pinned to a cross." That had me thinking as I was sitting and thinking about my commentary for today, that opinions about who Jesus is or was or whether he even existed at all are like opinions, or noses rather. Everyone has one. But for the fact that there are 64% of Americans who profess to be Christians, thereby sharing the opinion that Jesus was and is and is coming back again, just like he said he would, there are those opinions that I'm looking at today. 50 years ago, according to the Pew Research Center, the American number of Americans professing belief in Christ was at 90%. They talk about a rapid decline in Christianity. Part of that decline can certainly be attributed to immigrants coming from countries that practice other religious traditions, holding on to those traditions and passing them down to their generations. Then there's a percentage that were never really all in, who walked away. They passed that on to their generations. But there are those who profess Christ, who believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, who show up at church on Sundays every week or every now and then, take ashes on Ash Wednesday, go to church for Christmas or Mother's Day and Easter, who know that Palm Sunday to Easter is Holy Week, but don't have a real working knowledge of what transpired in those final days of Jesus' earthly ministry and really who Jesus is. To me, not knowing who Jesus is a threat to America. Yes, beloved, dangerous threat. Maybe even more maybe than communism, socialism, capitalism, nationalism, sexism, or racism. The misunderstanding, the miseducation, the miscommunication, the misrepresentation of Jesus, I believe, has weakened and limited the power of Christianity, the power that Jesus said he gave to his believers. "I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That you overcome evil, not with evil, but overcome evil with good." The week prior to Palm Sunday, beloved, Jesus was busy doing his earthly ministry. And that Saturday, or we would say on our calendar today, yesterday in Jesus' time, he spent with Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead. Now, we read that kind of cavalier, but can you imagine having been in a tomb wrapped in those grave clothes, and surely your body was stinking by then, and Jesus comes on by and tells you, Lazarus, come forth, and he tells them to untie him, unwrap him, and let him go free. Yes, beloved, there were those who wanted to kill Lazarus and Jesus after the resurrection of Lazarus. And Jesus goes to Bethany, where Lazarus lives, and has dinner with him and his sisters. Leaving Bethany, he goes to Jerusalem on that Sunday, that first Palm Sunday, fulfilling the prophecy that was given by the prophet Zechariah, telling the daughters of Zion to rejoice, for your Messiah comes into Jerusalem on a colt. And so they were rejoicing as it had been prophesied. And the crowds were calling him the Messiah, waving palm branches and laying their cloaks on the ground, that the colt that he was upon's feet would not even touch the ground. Then we get into Holy Week, beloved, and Jesus enters the temple in Jerusalem and drives out the money changers and the merchants, cleansing the temple and declaring to the people that my Father's house is to be a house of prayer for all people. You have turned it into a den of thieves. Then on Tuesday, Jesus teaches in the temple and engages in debates with the religious leaders. Hallelujah. He keeps on moving. Yes, beloved, on Wednesday, and he spent it in private time with his disciples, preparing them for his departure. Thursday, he celebrated with his disciples the Last Supper, knowing and predicting that Judas was going to betray him. And he went from there, from the Last Supper, to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, and was arrested. Arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. On Friday, he undergoes a series of trials before the Jewish Sanhedrin and the Roman authorities. He is condemned to death and crucified at Golgotha, or Calvary, outside of Jerusalem. Saturday, his body is placed in the tomb, and guards are posted to prevent tampering. Ah, beloved, these are the events that we remember in this season, the events of Jesus' final days, and the work that he did to cleanse the temple, to cleanse the religious heart, let people know that there's a better and a more excellent way. Hallelujah. To let them know that the power of God is still in the world working, if we would only believe. We thank God for this season, what it means for us that he came, that he lived, that he bore, that he endured the humiliation, the torture, the unrighteous and unjust crucifixion. He said, no man takes my life, I give it. Hallelujah. He gave his life for us, beloved. Who is Jesus? This Palm Sunday and this Holy Week, it is my prayer that you and I would get to know him better, that we would be able to stand for Jesus and speak his words and his message. Hallelujah. He had so much that he shared with the world, so much that he gave for us. Let us continue to represent and to share the good news of his redeeming love and his power and sovereignty, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, asking your prayers for me. I'm praying for you. God loves you, and I love you, too. We've got more music for you, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul on this Palm Sunday. Your Great Name, Your Great Name by Naomi Raines. After that, I'll come back with a closing comment. Give a shout out to Miss Sarah Sterling for her photography showing at the Verdigris Gallery from March 20th to April 29th. And hope you had a wonderful time at your reception. So sorry I couldn't be there, But yes, beloved, if you're able to stop on by, you're in the neighborhood, check it out. Talented woman and good friend. Also want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to all you March babies and to all my brothers and sisters in Christ who are celebrating Holy Week this week. Hallelujah, and Good Friday, and all the services are being held all around. Beloved, if you haven't been to church in a while, I encourage you to check it out. All right, this is a very special season, a very powerful time. And beloved, I also want to say, no matter how gray the day, no matter how low the clouds may hang, how dark the sky may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Hold on. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Remember never to forget. God loves you. And we're going to leave with this song because we need the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. Difficult and dangerous days and times in which we live, but no surprise to us. Thank you, Lord. No surprise to us. Times in which we live are times that were also prophesied in the Word of God. But by the help of the Holy Ghost, we're going to be all right. Lead us again, Lord. Lead us again. God bless you, beloved, till we meet or speak again.
Tired of forcing moments, conjuring up emotions, put your name on it. Do we just love the spotlight? Start a whole movement, have a face on it. No, we can't plan revival, shift the atmosphere, or create the fire. Cause that's what you do, yeah, only you do. That's why we need you to lead us again. Holy Spirit. Instead of you, put on display your best and brightest.